Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell. Been married for 34 years, 8 children. Have 4 children that are married, another one going through the process of probably going to be married in the next year or so. Have walked my own daughters down the aisle and have performed the marriages for my 2 sons. Love listening to them. Love being a part of what's going on in their lives, even though they're all over the country. But in talking with them and talking with hundreds of other young couples and couples of all ages, I know that we are really sucking wind when it comes to marriage, I think, in many ways, as men who call themselves Christians. And so the idea here is just to encourage us, to strengthen us, to provoke us to be more godly as husbands in loving our wives, in cherishing our wives, in being men of God. And so that's what this broadcast is about, this podcast is about. And we've been looking at Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 24, where God gives us the more of the details from Genesis chapter 1 of when he made man and woman. So he makes Adam and Eve, and we've been looking at that. And some observations from that I think are pretty practical. One is, you know, when God makes Eve, he then brings Eve to Adam. This is the first marriage, the perfect marriage. Adam and Eve didn't have parents there. They didn't have belly buttons, I don't think. So here comes God the Father escorting Eve, his daughter, to be married to Adam, his son. So God as the Father. How cool is that, right? And to think about that's the perfect world. God is our Father. And so he's bringing Eve to Adam. But God is also Adam's Father. And he's showing him how to receive his wife. She we called woman is what the man says, right? And so this is differing from the man. This human is human, but different from man is what Adam is able to recognize right away. And so God brings Adam to Eve. I mean, God brings Eve to Adam, and they are married. And I just thought that was a pretty cool picture for us to look at. So he institutes 2 things right in the beginning in these first 2 chapters of Genesis. He institutes the Sabbath. 6 days he worked and he made all the world, and then on the 7th he rested. And that wasn't for God, and that wasn't for the world. That was for us. He knew we were going to need that day of rest. Man, aren't you glad for the weekend? Aren't you glad for that day you do get off? And so he instituted that for us. And he also instituted marriage. So in the very beginning, 2 great blessings that God gives us is the Sabbath and marriage. And for us to ponder that, how great it is that we have this ordinance, if you will, this ordinance that bonds us as a people to gather together, that on that day of rest, we can gather together, we can lay down our labors and gather our families and talk about the greatness of our God, that we can get with our spouse and rest and spend some time praying and giving thanks to God and joining in community with others to do the same and worshiping God in spirit and in truth and bringing about unity within that community of believers to worship him and creating a unity that is beautiful for our spouses to be a part of, beautiful for to raise our children in, and beautiful to invite our neighbors to, so that we have this thing that is growing, that is beautiful, that is the body of Christ, right? And Jesus is the head of that. That's all started right here in Genesis chapter 2. And we miss that, I think, often. We miss it way too much to recognize the total need here. So a couple of things about the marriage, you know, why marriage and marriage? Well, Adam and Eve needed to have children. So that was one thing. And God did not design Adam to have multiple wives, and he did not design Eve to have multiple husbands. But he did design them to come together, to be one, never to be separated, and to have children. And so that's, I think, a great thing for us to recognize. Yes, this is good. Here's one of the things Matthew Henry is saying. Oh, it looks like I'm out of time, actually. So we'll get to that tomorrow, and I apologize for that. Or maybe I'm really good at this, but no, that's definitely not it. Hey, this is John Bushnell. Thank you for listening to Making Marriage Great Again. Go and read your Bible. I hope you're getting together a 1-year Bible reading plan or a 2-year reading plan, starting in Genesis or starting somewhere. be a part of a church. I think from what I just said, I think being part of a community is a good thing, right? And spending our Sabbath wisely. God bless you.